We all grew up in Fort Wayne. We all grew up watching TV in Fort Wayne. So this is so cool. There's a book coming out called Television in Fort Wayne, 1953 to 2018. And the authors are Congressman Mark Sauter, Melissa Long, and Heather Herron. And Heather is on the line, former Wayne 15 anchor with us right now. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you, Jim?
Good. Thanks for joining us today to talk about this. I didn't even know this was going on. This is amazing. The book, again, is called Television in Fort Wayne, 1953 to 2018. And what I think is the coolest, it's a hardcover book, and it's got over 500 pictures. What are the pictures of?
The pictures of everything you could think of. We have old ads that were in newspapers or TV guides. You remember the TV guide, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are also just some really private collection photos from people we interviewed. Bill Nichols, who was a longtime television production manager, worked his way up and was a general manager for a long time. Don Chevalette, his collection. Reed Chapman, who was the general manager at Wayne TV, as well as some current people that you would recognize. Melissa Long and myself, Randy Schiffman, Curtis Smith. We all contributed photos.
So these are private photos that you guys took, like before you interviewed people and stuff that we would not see on the air.
Correct.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so cool. That is so cool. So you were working with Mark Sauter and Melissa Long to create this book. How long from start to finish did this take?
It's been about 3 years.
Wow.
I actually was still working at Wayne when Mark approached me and asked if I'd be interested in helping with the project. And it started simply because he's just a huge history buff and was curious about kind of the beginning of TV in Fort Wayne. So it's not just news, but it's also programming back from, you know, the 70s and the 80s when things weren't syndicated. It was actually live programming that took place in the studio.
Mm-hmm. So there are the two sections of the book. Talk to me about the first section.
Sure. The first one is about 30 years. It's 1953 to 1983. And it really begins with the children's programming in Fort Wayne, the Ann Colone Show, if you remember that. Talks about the big three, so NBC, ABC, CBS, and then when we added PBS and Fox and public access and cable. So it really looks at the beginning of television in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
When we get to the second half of the book, it's more set up like a newscast. So we have news, weather, sports, we talk about ads, we talk about politics, community events. And that's where we did a lot of the interviews with people who are currently on the air or recently retired.
Yeah. What about the flood of 1982? Is there anything about that in the book?
We have some photos in there when President Ronald Reagan came to town.
Yeah.
So we talk about a lot of those historical events. The big church fire downtown.
Uh-huh.
That was in the 90s. Yeah, we cover all those big events.
That's awesome. This is great. It's a great collection and a great snapshot. It's like a time capsule of our lives, all of us who grew up in Fort Wayne, you know.
I was just going to say, I think it's something that it's a great coffee table book.
Yeah.
You might not read it from start to finish, but you'd pick it up and read a chapter at a time and learn a lot about the people who were behind the decisions that made Fort Wayne Television what it is.
And this would be like a perfect, the holidays are coming up, a perfect yes. Christmas gift for somebody that you know that, you know, is a history buff or loves stuff like that.
Absolutely. We have pre-orders going on right now.
I was going to ask you.
Unfortunately, the book won't get published until January, but you can pre-order now. And you can go to the website mtpublishing.com. And as well, Melissa Long and Mark Sauter and I each have links on our Facebook pages, and you can find those.
Oh, yeah. And you're on Heather Herron TV, right?
Correct. And, yeah. And there's a link on there. You can place the order, and you'll get a little bit of a discount if you order now, but we're going to have copies available after the first of the year.
And I don't even think we've ID'd the name of the book. It's Television in Fort Wayne, 1953 to 2018.
Heather, thanks so much for talking to us about this. This is really cool.
Thank you. I can't wait for it to be on store shelves soon.
And, and coffee cool. tables, too.
Yeah.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.